No, this is 97.
I thought this was 100.
No, right? No. We got this one. We got 98 and 99. And then...
Then we taking over the 2000s.
99, 2000.
Yeah, man. How was your week before I like...
Year! I think that's how I'm going to start from now on.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, at least you're going out in a blaze of fire, not a whimper.
I can't say you know who this is, so you know what this is! Bro, my weekend's been... I went out Friday. My cousin hit me up. She was like, yo, you want to go out? I was like, cool, yeah, we'll do like a little cousin's thing. We went out, bro.
Do I know this cousin?
Yeah, Maelia.
Oh, I haven't seen her in a minute.
So she was like, yo... They were like, yo, you want to go out? I'm like, cool, chill, whatever. They were like trying to go to Clifton and shit. I wanted to stay local, so I, you know, I hit the usual, you want to go to the factory?
Ew.
And we went to...
The usual.
But, bro, they were like... So we're going to get there at the time we discussed. I guess her and my other cousin had discussed the time.
Do I know this cousin?
I don't know. You know Dori.
Yeah.
Her daughter. Who's Natalie? Her daughter? I don't know if you ever met her.
No, I don't think I have.
She lives in the same range as us.
Okay.
So she was like, she's like 26, 27. Talking about, so we trying to get there at 9 o'clock? I said 9 o'clock? The fuck? I need to take a nap before I go.
9 o'clock, bro, is crazy. What is she trying to get, the free entrance?
Bro, it was free to get in.
Oh.
Bro, so.
I used to finesse that shit heavy, like the free before 10.
But we know the owner anyway, so it is what it is.
No, it's just I would be that nigga to be there like 9:59.
Owner's like family and shit. So, bro, I get there at 10:30, right?
That's still early.
It was me, my brother, and his boy, and then my cousins were there, whatever. So we're chilling. My brother's definitely not into the super Dominican vibe. So he was like, yo, we're going to go run this errand real quick. We'll be right back. That motherfucker did not come back to everything closed.
Hell yeah. That shit is trash.
So, but the problem was I got hookah from the moment I got there, and I was smoking hookah till like 2:30, and I hadn't eaten since like, maybe like 5:36.
That hookah high is different.
Bro, it wasn't even the hookah high. So I didn't know, and I talked to my boy the next day because I was like, yo, that hookah fucked me up. And he was like, yo, it fucked me up too. My cousin said the same thing. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I basically had a hookah to myself for a while, and it was just like...
Did you take selfies and put it on Instagram?
Did I? No. Maybe. I don't remember. But, yo.
That's filthy.
My boy that works there, he works security there. He's like, yo, hookah lowers your sugar. I didn't fucking know that. Bro, I walked home 3 blocks. I walked home. I swear to God, I thought I was going to faint.
Oh, yeah, you do live walking distance right. from there.
So I walked home, and I'm like, I swear I thought I was going to faint, bro. I had an essentials hoodie. I had to take that shit off and walk.
It was unessential.
I thought it was like, yo, maybe I'm like hot because of this. No, bro. My heart was pounding. I'm like, yo, I'm not going to make it.
Your heart took you to Pound Town.
I was like, Jesus, take the wheel. Bro, that shit was crazy.
Walking three. You should have Ubered there.
Bro. And then I had softball practice Saturday. So we practiced for like an hour or two.
The Yahuka and the dugout.
If there's hookah around, yeah. Sometimes the fans bring hookah and shit.
The fans. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ.
Bro, that shit gets packed. Well, you've seen it, but it gets packed in the summer, bro. They start bringing subwoofers.
The fans is crazy.
Bro.
There's a fan of like a make-believe team?
There's fan bases. There's fucking people that just chill there and drink and smoke hookah and shit. It's a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time when I was there.
And then Sunday, I started my ARC softball league.
What is that?
It's ARC. Like it goes up and it comes down. It's not like a straight pitch. It's an ARC pitch, so it's like lobbing it.
So is that like the soft softball, like when they did kids?
That's how they throw it to you, yes. But it's like this green ball. That shit is hard as fuck.
Oh, the lime green red. That shit hurts.
Yeah. So I play that on Sundays, and I played yesterday.
So you played a lot of softball.
No, I mean I practiced Saturday, played Sunday. But the problem.
So how do y'all practice? Like y'all have a coach?
Yeah, we got a man. We got a coach, and he, bro, we play, bro.
Like y'all run drills and shit.
Yeah, man.
This is a real thing.
You try to get better. Yeah.
I thought y'all niggas just show up, get drunk, and go. Y'all really take this shit serious.
Well, you don't want to look stupid either. You don't put a team together.
No, I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure. Like, if I would have, like, maybe a week of, like, dribbling the ball again, like, I won't practice. No, I'll just show up to Hamilton
Park. This was the first practice I've had with them in the past year because they changed managers, and this year he wants to look better.
He got fired?
So. Huh?
He got fired.
He's still on the team. They just didn't want him as the manager anymore.
Oh, so he got demoted.
Yeah. So
that's funny as hell.
The dude just, I mean, I get it. We go out there, we form a team together. We don't want to look like shit while we out there.
And so, y'all got full blown uniforms?
Yeah, this year we're going dressed like the Yankees. It's
y'all gonna let them niggas down.
Nah, we're not that bad. But you know,
so when y'all just practicing or y'all just started the league?
The league starts, it's not really a league. It's so, the dope thing about this is more like a networking. So we play the same team 2 weeks in a row. We host 1 week. So they come, you know, they drink our beers and food and everything. And then the next week we go to their place and then they host us.
Where are y'all going?
It depends. I've gone to Patterson. I've gone to Randall's Island, Newark, Bloomfield. Like, it depends wherever the team, Patterson, Hackensack.
You said Patterson twice. I'm assuming you go there a lot.
I've probably been there twice.
Yeah.
Garfield.
Okay.
So, you know, Carter.
Where's the girl that played, that was the co-ed one, that you said she played shortstop?
Is that
the same league?
Pequannock. That's the one I play on Sundays.
Is that the same league that you were just talking about?
No. The one I play on Saturdays, it's a modified. That's more like a fast pitch. It's older head. All these Dominican dudes I play with, I'm trash in that league, and I'll tell you why. All these Dominican dudes in that league were people that were, like, signed in the minor leagues type shit, and I'm just, like, some random motherfucker.
They play for, like, these guys?
Yeah. I'm just, like, some random motherfucker that just came off the street and was like, yo, can I get down? And it's like, you got money? I said, yeah. I said, alright.
That's really how you got struck out.
No, I don't. I mean, I've gotten
better.
Ground
balls.
I've gotten better, yeah. But
so how? Like, what is the fastest? You think you see in, like, what, 80, 90?
It depends. So,
and they throw underhand or they throw overhand?
Underhand.
Oh, yeah, but them underhand motherfuckers be throwing fast.
Well, the difference is the distance between the mound and home plate compared to the majors is different. So, like, what might be like a 40-mile-an-hour pitch due to the distance could be like a 60-mile-an-hour pitch.
Okay,
but. And then you got these motherfuckers throwing curveballs and shit like that. And that was
a
dope
curveball underhand is
bro,
crazy.
The shit that these motherfuckers could do with that ball, bro. That's why the shit was dope when I went. No homo. That's why when I went to DR, that shit was dope too, because they play that a lot out there.
Yeah.
So it was just a dope experience to go back to.
I sucked in regular baseball, I sucked in T-ball.
How do you suck in tee,
yo, I used to hit the fucking...
Yeah, the tee. Yeah. It's called the tee.
Yeah.
That's why it's called tee ball.
Yeah, I used to fucking hit that shit. It's like golf. Like, I will miss the whole ball. All homo.
Hey.
All of it. I'll just swing at the air. And if I hit the ball, that shit falls off that little tee.
At Top Golf?
Yeah.
I can't
even
hit the ball at Top Golf.
Yo, one time... And I think me and my girl are supposed to, like, go there, like, in about a week or two. She's taking her pops there. One time, I swung that shit so hard, the stick fell out.
Were you at the top level?
Yeah.
And the shit just fell down?
Hey, no, yo. That shit went.
Hey, yo.
Yo, I was just like, oh, shit.
My bad.
But nobody seen it. They just, like, other people seen a stick fly, but they didn't know where it came from. And I was like, y'all think I'm done for the day. Sometimes you got to quit while you're at. Like, hey, yeah, I'm done for the day.
That's
hell
crazy.
Yeah. Let me see if I can start the show. This is, people, I don't know if people actually enjoy these, like, the pre-conversations that are meaningless, or like,
bro, I asked you
if
to
they
tell
just
me.
Want, like, I know what you asked me, and I'm trying to ignore you. I'm trying to see. I found this dope at what?
I thought they were never coming.
Oh, let me know.
Well, I
let me know. Nah, I want to start with this shit. Yes. You know who the fuck this is.
Who is it?
It smells good in here. It's I go me. By the name of Ash Madison.
Ash Madison.
You cannot follow me at Unofficial Mayor.
He has no social media whatsoever.
Oh, man. I don't want to say the rest of the shit. I just want to go into the fucking show. It smells really good in here. Let's put this little,
It's not the diffuser, bro. It's me.
You.
It's me.
What is it? Depression for men?
No, I got the polo red, the hood shit, you heard? Every hood rat wears polo red.
It's funny, because like, they come in like four different colors. The red, the green, the blue. And I feel like, I don't know, I always felt like the green one was like the truth. Is the red one the truth?
I've always used the red one.
I think we should make a poll for that. Like, which is the polo that matters?
What if we only have four people that vote and each of them vote one color?
Then that means throw it away. We would have that.
That's
four
exactly
people.
What would happen.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
Oh, what else did I... Oh, so one of my cousins is getting married.
Who?
You know AJ?
No.
If you
I
see
know
a
AJ
picture,
is.
If you see a picture, you might you know who he is. But it was like a weird experience. So I guess the party couldn't meet up, so he tried to figure out like a virtual way.
Of getting married?
No, like a virtual way of doing things, like for a bachelor party.
A virtual bachelor party is crazy.
It gets better. Our virtual bachelor party is a 3-weekend thing.
Oh, you went?
No, I did the first session already. We're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Wait.
Yeah,
The bachelor party.
I've never done this before in my life. I was so I'm so lost. I've never played Dungeons and Dragons before in my life.
Oh, man. I could tell this is a trash ass bachelor party.
Nah, we're actually trying to see if we could go on a cruise. So some of the
play Dungeons and Dragons on a cruise?
No, man. Some of the people that can get together are trying to get together. See, maybe if we could go on a cruise. It's gonna be the same week as my birthday too, so my birthday actually falls on Mother's Day, so we get back that day.
Okay.
That'd be dope.
So is this
I've never
like,
been on a cruise either, so 34 on a cruise?
Yeah. I mean, I've never been on a cruise. I've been on a yacht. But it was like a very like
I've been on a small boat.
You've been on a Yola?
Yeah, I think one of them that my uncle took to get to this country.
Yeah.
That's why he don't want to go on the cruise. He said he got PTSD.
I can imagine. Now I went on a yacht. It was cool. I had everybody do the percolator. This is when I was working at Newark. Bruh. When I was doing shit for the Barclays and shit.
Yeah.
And Yale Hospital. I had all these white people doing the percolator.
It's time for the percolator.
What's the other one? The cha-cha slide. I was doing fucking... I had everybody doing all those like... Black people dances that you would may say that would
get
be
get in there, yeah, get in there,
yeah, all that shit. Yeah. Because it was me,
all them line dances.
No, it was just me and fucking this lady. I guess I don't know if she was the host or she was doing something, she was one of the workers, and she was the only other person that knew what the fuck was going on when they were playing the music. So me and her was just setting the shit off, and then like all these white people were dancing with like two right hands. It was like terrible, but they were all drunk and we had comp drinks. So I was drinking like mad fucking, what's the fucking shit I was drinking? It was like, Amaretto Sour. Cause, yeah.
I've only heard females drink that.
Well, and me.
And you.
Yeah, cause that's all, they had a bunch of shit, but it was like Henny and shit that I don't drink.
I don't fuck with Henny.
Cause Henny tastes like fucking, like,
disgusting.
Dirty pennies. So I was like, yeah, give me this shit. Cause they had like the pre-made shit. And I was like, yeah, give me this. I gave him a $50 tip. And I was like, when you see this face, you already know what time is it. I cut the line. It was like, oh, move.
You got VIP status.
Yeah, I do that shit. Every time there's a full like open bar, you slip somebody 100 and I'm like, yo.
Bro, you better make sure to make sure you get all the $100 worth.
Oh yeah, I get fucking trashed. Not anymore, cause I don't really drink. But yeah, that was like me.
You don't
like,
really drink. So are we back to
It'll be like I'll have a beer.
Trying to get a grenadine.
Yeah, I'll have a beer. And then that will be like the whole, like in a 6-hour span, I'll just have a beer. And then that shit gets all flat and warm. So then you don't want it anymore. Like, I've turned into that guy. I don't really do shit. I just be in the house. I'm just constantly window shopping for fucking, as you can see, is what I'm building over here. Yeah, this is all I'm doing now. I don't
really...
We're
getting there. We're getting there.
Yeah, man. I need to buy... I saw this new Mac I want to buy.
A Mac...
Mini?
I just saw it on Twitter. It was like $400.
Yeah, but that's the trash one. You got to buy the $1,200 one.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that... what you call it? I just bought that Adobe shit because I'm about to learn how to draw stick figures in vector files. So, there's that. Yeah, man. Vector. Do you have
isn't
any topics?
That shit that used to, isn't vector like some shit that they used to send you in the mail when you were like a teenager so that they could hire you for a job or some shit?
What?
There's some shit I used to get when I was a kid, like, and they used to mail it to my house. It was like vector, and it was like to start you off with like your first job. It seemed sketchy as fuck. It was like a pyramid scheme thing for like teenagers.
That sounds like someone about to get abducted.
Pedophilia.
Yeah. That sounds like a white van is just about to come pick you up and just take you, like, and you'll just never return.
Bro.
That's nasty work. Have you, what have you done this week? What's news? What do you have for topics?
My whole weekend, I'm not even gonna lie, I slacked. Let me tell you, I had to take my grandmother to the airport Saturday. I forgot about
which
this.
Which one?
My grandmother.
Which one?
I don't have...
No, the airport.
Oh, to Newark.
Oh, okay.
So I had to take her to the airport at 9:30 in the morning. You was playing with the truth? Oh, remember that? I had to take her to the airport at 9:30 in the morning. And then I had to pick up my mom from the airport at like 7:15 at night.
Same airport.
So I had to go twice.
That's nasty.
The problem was is that it was nasty on Saturday.
It was rainy.
So then my mom hit me up and was like... It was weird because, like, when I was practicing, the sun was out. It was good. And then it just got... So my mom hit me up, and she was like, our flight got delayed. So it was like, all right, we're going to get there at 8:15. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm sitting in my grandmother's car waiting for her to get there. Bro, they were stuck on the runway for 4 hours. I sat in my grandmother's car for 4 hours ready to go. So what I did was I was playing Dungeons & Dragons while I was in the car.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I didn't pick up my
what
mom
level
till like.
Are you on?
I don't even know levels. I don't know anything. I still don't know what I did.
Can you buy like VC?
Edwin's in it too.
Of course he is.
But he was at work, so they basically for his part of the story, they were like he was just drunk and sleeping the whole time. I was like, that's not too far from the truth.
Wait, so how do they make this shit work? So what were you doing?
So all we do is, I guess you make characters. And
so what's your character?
I made a minotaur.
Nigga.
It's like
that half, might be the name of this episode.
Half bull, half human. And the dude just...
Oh, you like Mataro from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then... is a minotaur half bull, half human? Or am I confusing it with something else?
Isn't that because you're a Taurus? Is that why you did that shit?
Actually, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, see how we bring it all together?
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah, Minotaur is half man.
So and you have a picture of your character?
No, because I did not save it. It's somewhere.
Oh, come on. That could have been the cover of the pod.
This is what a Minotaur looks like, right here.
That's an ugly... Send me that shit.
But they're supposed to be strong and shit, so I got him like a blood axe. And bro, I don't know. They got spells and shit going on. My dude don't got spells. I kept it mad simple. I was like, he's a dumb motherfucker.
He's
just going to be hitting people with his blood axe, and that's it, bro. Like, we ain't doing nothing else.
But I'm confused. What is the purpose of the game?
I guess they come up with a story, and...
So what's your story?
The story is about us going to a bachelor party.
So the bachelor party, it's inceptual. So it's you're having a real bachelor party about a game having a bachelor party. What the fuck is going
bro,
on,
bro? I can't.
How many people are in this bachelor party?
Let me see. It's me, my cousin,
your cousin,
my other cousin,
your cousin, to the fifth power.
Some female friend.
Wait,
a groomswoman.
Groomswoman,
and then her husband is the one that's narrating this.
Wait.
There's seven of us.
There's a woman in this bachelor party.
Yeah.
She's a bachelor?
She's a groom's woman.
How does that work? We're progressive?
She's just going to be on the girl's side.
She's going to wear... Wait.
I'm on the guy's side.
She's going to wear a suit.
I don't know. I don't know what she wear.
Oh, shit.
The suits that we're wearing are like based off of a video game or something like that, too.
Oh, my God.
Bro,
are you going to wear a tail?
I don't know, bro. This is going to be an interesting wedding.
Where is this wedding at?
I don't even know. I know what month it's in.
Which is around your birth.
September. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need a picture of this shit. I need a picture of this suit.
I'm actually very interested in what this is going to be like.
So when do you find out what the suit looks like?
They might have already posted it. I've been slacking on this one. After this one, I don't want to be in any wedding party. It's expensive to be in a wedding party.
I've never.
I might end up being at one more because his brother might get married soon, too.
Is he going to do Dungeons & Dragons, too?
No, I don't think so. So my younger cousin, I always say, is like a little mix of both of my cousin and I, because I'm the oldest grandchild, then because my cousin that's getting married, and then it's the youngest one that's gonna eventually get married later. I always tell people I'm the street smarts guy, the more sociable guy.
Okay.
My cousin is just learning how to be social now, but he's still like the awkward social.
This is Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was always more the book smart, super intelligent, like engineer, architecture stuff, like that, went to NJIT, like.
Uh-huh.
And then my youngest cousin is probably smarter than his brother. I don't know, actually. He might. They're pretty even, so I can't really say he's smarter, but. He also has a little bit of the social side, so that's why I say he's a little mix of me and my cousin.
So he's a hybrid.
He kind of.
Okay.
But, I mean, I guess you could say he could hang in both areas somewhat. More so my cousin's area than my area, but, you know, he's getting there.
Okay. Is he playing in the game, too?
He's in there, yeah, of course. It's his brother, so.
I mean, you know.
But the whole time I was texting Edwin like, yo, I'm so fucking lost. I don't know what's going on. And what'd Edwin wasn't even in there. He was in and out because he was working. So he was drunk the whole time. Drunk, sleep. I was like, oh, your character's really based off you, huh? But, it's something different.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I can't say I'm not. I just don't know what's going on. But I like telling people I'm going to kill them with my axe. I don't actually see it. Oh, you can explain how you killed the person or the zombie or whatever the fuck you're fighting.
Oh, wait. Are y'all teammates here? Or
yeah,
like,
we're all together, I guess, trying to help each other survive.
Okay, so y'all all. So it's like Jumanji.
I guess.
Yeah, because in Jumanji, like, y'all a team.
Yeah.
So y'all trying to get out of this shit alive.
We all trying to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. It's Jumanji.
So it's like a nerdy Jumanji.
Like with spell casting and all that shit. It's like Jumanji meets Harry Potter or some shit.
I fucking hate Harry Potter. Do you like Harry Potter?
It's okay.
Are you a fucking, what's the name of the fucking groups?
You know, they're actually rebooting Harry Potter. They're going to make it a series on, right now it's called HBO Max, but they're changing it to Max. That's gonna be yeah.
They done got HBO the fuck out of here.
I think HBO had joined with someone else, and that's why they took out the HBO part. And it's just gonna, so I don't remember what it was. Was it Discovery or something like that?
I don't know. Fuck them niggas. Somebody needs to hire me. I'm trying to, I can't do my job no more.
Over it?
No, I'm not over it, man. It's just like the ineptitude. It's like, I'll give you an example. I get to work today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this young kid that I'm working with. And I'm kind of got him under my wing a little bit.
A little protege?
Kind of. He's actually, the thing is, he actually knows how to draw on, like, you know, Photoshop. And he's self-taught and all this stuff.
In case you're interested.
When? Today?
It says turn notifications. Oh, sorry to cut you off. Supposedly, the Lost and Founds are supposed to drop this week, too.
Let's see. I couldn't even get in the fucking app.
I mean, you're going to hear more Lost and Found.
Exactly. So, I get to work, and this kid, like, it's weird, because I've been training him, but I don't know exactly. It's weird. Like, I'm trying to learn how to do this one function in embroidery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I can explain it, but I don't know how to do it. So he knows more or less like how to draw, so he kind of understands the concept.
Mm-hmm.
So if I tell him I need you to do this, he'll figure it out. And then when he does it, like, it comes out the way it needs to. And I'm explaining. And so we're like working on this like little side quest together, mm-hmm. and getting better, mm-hmm. for the both of us.
Yeah.
So I told him, like, even if you don't stay here long term, as long as you stay here, the more valuable you become, the more they're going to have to pay you. And then that's when you'd be like, oh, word, you don't want to, what you call it? I'm out of here. So I'm trying to get him to a point where I'm trying to get him promoted.
So that you can leave?
No. So by proxy, I would have to get promoted because...
Ah, push up from the bottom. That's crazy.
Well, I'm trying to get everybody up a level. So he comes up to me. He's like, yo, they're trying to recruit me to work at another department. And I'm like, well, if they're going to pay you, then I suggest you go. But if they're not going to pay you, if they're just not, if they're only going to pay you a little bit, you're going to be doing a hell of a lot more work over there than what you're doing here chilling.
Right.
So take that in consideration. So then I turn around and I tell the dude who's like above like me, who runs, who's like the director, like, yo, we got to get these niggas paid because they're starting to fucking like throw money around, and for the right price, these niggas are going to leave.
Correct.
So fucking cough up the bread, nigga. And he's like, no, you know, we got to see. And he's only making this, and this is what they're making. And I'm like, nigga, why are you trying to not, like, get people paid? It's because everything funnels through his bonus. Every penny that's spent fucks with his bonus.
Of course.
And I'm like, yo, you're a piece of shit. Like, we're going to wind up having no staff. And I'm not doing this shit by myself.
Right. Especially if they're not going to pay you for it. Even if they pay you for it.
Oh, nah. That's why I'm in school.
How's that going?
I finished the first module.
Okay.
So I'm on week two, second module. I try to get as close to 2 weeks done a week to kind of speed up the process. So it's been going well. And that's really all I have to say is just that, and fuck this job right now because they don't want to pay.
Keep grinding, bro. It's going to pay off eventually. Trust the process.
Yeah, that Joel Embiid said that. Look at him.
He's in the playoffs.
Yeah, but is he playing?
Right now? I don't know if they won the first game.
Yeah, but they're playing the Nets.
Yo, Jalen Hurts.
He already he signed like a $255
million dollar deal. He just became the highest paid NFL player. And the dope part is that his agent is a female. Like, his entire team around him are females.
Women.
Yeah, women. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yes. I apologize to whoever I offended.
I don't. They're I just don't want to hear shit. So, that's just in general. Like, I like it's...
Sorry for my lack of knowledge.
I like how you're trying to choose the words.
I gotta make sure I use the right words, bro.
Yeah, man, we're only gonna be here like 2 more weeks.
And the third week is just gonna, we're just gonna put a mic in front of the AC.
Oh, the AC? Hell yeah. And stereo. All the microphones is gonna be right next to the fucking AC. But have you ever been to Coachella?
No, but I did see it looked pretty dope.
No, fuck that place.
I've never like, it never appealed to me, but for the people that went, it looked pretty dope.
Have you ever been to any of those concerts like that?
No.
Like a summer jam?
Nope.
That's never called your attention?
No, I guess I'm pretty boring. Maybe I'll try it this year.
Don't. Yeah, when I was outside many moons ago, I've been invited to like several of those like stuff, like the summer jams and fucking Coachella, mm-hmm. and Loud, whatever, the Rolling Loud, whatever the fuck that shit is. And I will never go because the only one I ever went to was Made in America, and Made in America is dope. I like it.
It's, they still do it? They don't do it anymore.
They shut down all the boulevards because it's in the street,
mm-hmm.
and they have different stages, and you can go to the different stages to see the different main headliners like, mm-hmm. going shit. So every time I've gone in, I've snuck in, which is fun. I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. But during that time, like, because Made in America was a little bit more controlled, and because I snuck in, and because I kind of fake had credentials, mm-hmm. it was a lot easier for me to be in the front, and it felt a little bit more like, okay, I was somewhat important,
right.
as opposed to, like, Coachella is just one giant hunk of dirt with just people there. And it's just like people eating shrooms and people eating grass and people eating dirt.
Definitely not for
me. And they're barefoot and you fuck up your sneakers and it's just really dirty.
No, thank you.
And I only say that because I guess Frank Ocean was headlining.
I just saw that.
I guess last night. And he does like Frank Ocean shit. Which is fucking funny. But apparently his brother died. I don't know when his brother died.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was recent or like it was a while ago and this was his first time like
appearing in public.
And he purposely showed up late. He had this whole stage set up where like he was gonna have like an ice rink. What is this?
That's a clip of it.
Okay. Yeah, so apparently he didn't really perform. He had a DJ just play a bunch of music. He was just talking. And
he didn't even have a microphone in his hand.
Nah. So he... they just had him do a bunch of, like, shit. Like, he was just... He showed up late because he knew he had curfew. And then he was like, yup, well, this is what you paid for. I'm out. I showed up. You came horrible, to see me.
Bro. I'd be pissed.
Yeah, so they're killing him online. And I'm just like, well, apparently he's like still grieving. So I'm trying to like figure like, is he grieving or is he just a dick?
It could be a little bit of both.
I mean,
he's probably at a point where he doesn't give a fuck anymore. Because he's grieving.
I mean, but it's like, now I wonder like, If I'm grieving or something, I'm just not gonna show up. Yeah. Give everybody their fucking money. Sorry. Like, I gotta fucking deal with life. Like, you motherfuckers don't care. But it's just terrible to, like, if he just was a dick about it, it would be, it's kind of funny. Cause, like, niggas spent thousands of dollars to, like, be barefoot in dirt to see other people perform.
Come to DR for $400. For free.
Yeah, round trip. You can step in dirt for the low. I'll take you right to Roberto Clemente. There's mad dirt.
Yo, you stupid.
Dead ass. But like these niggas be idolizing these people and like, look at them. They took all your money. That's why I don't pay for shit.
So much pressure on these people too. We were talking about this like two episodes ago about the whole mental health and all that shit.
They don't care. I mean,
you know who doesn't care? The fucking public.
Yeah, you're supposed to perform on command. You're supposed to do everything. You are only what your title and what your career is.
Right. No one gives a fuck about
people.
You
don't see you as anything else, unless you're a fucking influencer, and then it's like. Or unless you're playing Dungeons and Dragons. Nobody fucking cares. It's like, it's frustrating. And that's why for me, it's like, I was having this conversation earlier with my girl. And I was talking to her about like, how these influencers like really bend over backwards to fucking get like, their like they'll post something and their fucking algorithm has to be like top tier. They put all this work to do this one little thing.
Right.
And God forbid they only get like, let's say you have like almost 10,000 followers. God forbid you only get like 60 likes. It's like you fucking go bananas. Like every post has to go like.
You paid for your followers, bro.
There's people that necessarily don't pay for their followers, but like
it's just people that don't give a fuck. They want to know all the news and all that shit, but never want to show any love.
Yeah, because they think that we're just living in their world. And it's like, I can't tell you how many things I've done and how many things I've worked on where it's like, I know, like, I influence the influencers. Like, I do. Like, I don't have to do much of anything but just be myself and just do what I do on a daily basis. And I, like, for example, one of the things I did, because I'm not allowed to name the brands because I'll get fired.
NDA.
Yeah. So one of the brands that I'm working with, like, I just did robes that are going to appear on the Met Gala.
Nice.
And it's like, that's my second Met Gala appearance.
Okay.
The, I haven't done anything since like 2017, 2018.
Behind the scenes appearance?
Yeah. Like, my work is going to be like showcased on there. It may not make the runway, but the people that made the robe, they're going to be covering that shit and like promoting that shit right to the gods.
So it's still going
to
get seen regardless.
Oh, of course. And it's like, that's the type of shit that I do. That, but then people just want to be in front of the camera. They want to do all this. That shit gives me mad fucking anxiety. Like, walking down and have all those fucking flashing lights and all those fucking, like, the shutters.
Mm-hmm.
That shit gives me fucking anxiety.
Too much.
That shit makes me like, this shit is mad fucking uncomfortable. I don't like it. But niggas live for that shit. And I found out you can't even get verified on social media anymore.
You what do you mean?
You have to pay.
Oh, yeah. They got, LeBron James said it the other day. He's like, you got me fucked up, basically. He said, you got me fucked up if you think I'm going to pay for this fucking blue check.
So he doesn't have it anymore?
I don't know if he has it right now. Let me check.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said from
people paying like $15.99 a month for that shit. Yeah. I'm not paying that shit, man.
Pay? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm not paying for that shit.
Nope, King James still has it on Twitter.
He's paying for that shit.
Mm.
Yeah, he's paying.
I think they, if they're smart, they would just let
the celebrities have it.
Keep it, and then the ones that want to get it, pay for it, but...
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, I got some people that I follow that got check marks on their name. I'm like, yo, you really paid for that? Like, are you? I don't understand. Are you trying to make yourself seem like you're a celebrity? Like, you can't have 1,000 followers and have a blue check mark.
Yes, you can.
No. I know you can. What I'm saying is, it looks stupid.
It depends who you are and what you're doing. There's this lady that
Joe had, like, Schmo across the block.
No, there's this lady I did a documentary with, and she only had like 600 followers and had a blue check mark.
But like, earned or?
Oh, she earned it. She's a legit director.
Hmm.
It's just a lot of these a lot of people, this is the shit that people don't seem to understand. A lot of people that like have like, for example, 400 followers or like 700 followers or maybe like 2,500 followers,
mm-hmm.
and they just like post like regular bullshit, or they don't post much of anything at all, and they don't look like they got anything going on. Those are the niggas that got money. Those are the ones that are pushing the buttons behind the scenes.
Fair enough.
I can't tell you how many executives I've ran into that we mutually follow each other. I can't tell you how many times I've been outside and ran into someone where I've been given their card, and it's like, yo, let's have lunch. And, oh, follow me on the gram. Let's stay connected. And I'll look at them, and they're fucking clocking like half a mil, and they're in charge of mad shit, and they all have 400 followers. And it's just pictures of their cat. And it's like, y'all niggas want to revere these niggas standing on couches and doing fuck shit.
This shit's so ass. Like,
once I found out you had to pay for that shit, I was like, nah.
You were already off the social
media. Yeah, but now I'm like, there's no purpose. The whole purpose was for me to try to get it organically. Because it's like, all right, if I have this shit and I have all my accolades because I feel like I deserve it, cool. But now I was like, niggas is paying for this shit. This shit has no value.
Right.
I read it because I still have Twitter. And most of my Twitters is for, like, I lurk.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch, like, a lot of, like, for example, the drops, a lot of the shit that goes on,
mm-hmm.
like in the sneaker community and all this other shit. And they, like, one of the dudes said, the craziest thing about being verified in March of 2023 is being verified in April of 2023. Cause it's like, apparently in March they rolled out that you could buy it. But in April it's like, oh, the only way you can have it is if you could buy it. And it's like, niggas really paying like $15.99. For what? I understand. For status? I think some people will pay for a blue check mark and won't pay their fucking child support.
That is wild.
It's the truth.
It is ridiculous.
I know people that will pay for the blue check mark and won't pay for like to fill up like a gas tank or take your girl out to eat.
I'm at a point where I just don't give a fuck anymore. If you fuck with me, you fuck with me. If you don't, you don't. I'm still going to be me regardless.
Yeah, man. People pay just for validation.
I've had people hate me.
For free.
Yeah. So it doesn't bother me if you do or don't.
I just find it fascinating that so many people, so many corny niggas that like, and it's funny because you could tell the shit's fake because it's like, they'll have 20,000 followers, right?
Right.
Because I've done like simple algorithm math, mm-hmm. and they kind of broke down to me like one of these days I was in like a kind of like an influencer like powwow,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of broke down how this shit works. So a nigga that be having 20,000 followers, and I know this person personally,
mm-hmm.
and he'll post something and he'll get like 10 likes.
That's crazy.
And he pays on
it. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
And then he fucking sells on his page.
This, all his followers are bots.
But it's like, why fucking pay for that shit? You gonna get a virus.
Bro.
Someone's gonna fucking hack into your shit and you're gonna have nothing. You paid for that shit. You get no likes. You get no traction. And then you have the audacity to have on your profile like, obviously, this was, like, the last time I was on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't... Like I said, I'm only going off of what I've seen on Twitter. Like, I have... Like, he's... I'm like, nigga, how? And he sells, like, y'all could get you published on, like, all these, like, media apps. And I'm like...
For what?
I'm like, these shits are fake.
Right.
Like, these aren't real. Like, who the fuck wants to hear about me in fucking Idaho? Don't get me written a piece about me over there. What the fuck am I going to talk about over there? Potatoes? Like, I'm telling
people
you, bro.
People have no interest in what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like, I could get you written up out here in fucking, like, Wyoming. Or fucking Sturgis. Nigga, I don't ride motorcycles. Like, what the fuck am I... You going to write about me over there for?
That's like a chick claiming she's bad and her body's fake. You're not bad. You paid for this shit. It's fake.
Is it fake though?
Yes. There's a complete difference in feel. I mean, tell when some shit's fake.
No, I'm saying, is it fake though? Because if it's your body,
it's what you're putting in your body.
What if you're taking out of your body?
What do you mean? If you're reducing?
Yeah.
Well, if you're doing it for like, oh, my fucking back hurts or some shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's different.
But it's their body, their choice, no?
It's still,
so I'm not going to like go down that road.
It's their social media, it's their choice.
It is. I just, I don't know. It's just very.
It's the same concept, bro.
I don't know. I feel like thank God I'm a nigga, because the pressures of a woman. But on social media,
they put the pressure on themselves.
Nah, I think niggas put the pressure on them. I think it's like, so you'll see a dude, right? And he's liking all these fucking big booty, big titty bitches, right? And then it's like the regular girl will be like, well, why not me? And then like, if you're like not mentally strong enough, I wish I fucking had some, like a woman in the room to kind of explain this better than I can. Because right now, like I'm going to get to the finish line, but like I'm going to fuck up along the way. But it's like, if you're not mentally capable enough of like holding down, like, you know, yo, I am beautiful the way I am. I'm okay with my titties being a size A. Like, I don't want to have to like go get this surgery,
right,
just to like, you know, fit a mold of like what niggas want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or, oh, okay, I'm a little bit on the plus size, but I'm beautiful. But because you'll see all these big booty bitches and fucking Aruba and fucking Tulum and they getting flued out and chewed out, they feel like the validation is like, I gotta get this too. So I get your concept, but it's also like, that's like a whole mental health type of like rabbit hole, and it's like, you know, it's scary. You looking at me like I'm on some bullshit.
Bro, I don't know, man. I know pretty women
that, and I know ugly women
that aren't satisfied with how pretty they are because they want to be considered even prettier, so they put that pressure on themselves. And then they go and get work done just cause, like, the shit, like, if I'm into you and you're into me and I'm telling you, I think you're fine the way you are.
Yeah.
Why do you need everyone else's validation?
Well, that's the Aisha Curry thing.
She could get it the way she was.
I heard she lost hella weight. My girl showed me a photo of her. I didn't even recognize her. I thought she looked better before.
She looked fine.
Yeah, I guess. She looked better before.
That's what I'm saying. She looked fine. I'm not saying she looks fine now. I don't even know what she looks like now, but what I'm saying,
she looks like a stick.
What she looked like before was fine. And
she looked great. A normal, bodied person, natural.
I tell people, it sounds crazy, but I think for me, the baddest women are the ones that were fat and then lost the weight.
Why?
There's a debate to be had. One, just in the sexual aspect, it's crazy, right?
Oh, because they know what to do. They know
fat,
how to use their mouth?
Right. Not even their mouth. They knew.
I'm going to get in trouble.
This sounds crazy, right? But a female...
Woman.
I'm bugging. A woman, all right, that was big, voluptuous...
Curvy. You
know, curvy.
Plus size.
Plus size mommies, right? Uh-huh. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
They knew... Mm. Or they know, mm-hmm, they have to put in extra work.
For what?
To keep the dude around. Or felt as if they had to. There's a lot of... Listen,
I don't know.
there's a lot of men that wouldn't. I mean, I don't judge. Listen, I don't have one specific mold of a woman that I want or that I've wanted in my lifetime. Like, I don't discriminate. It could be fat, skinny, medium... Black, white, green, blue. It doesn't matter to me. Like, it's more about personality, period. Mm. But in my experience, I have met women that were bigger and got smaller. And they just put more effort into things because that's all they know. You know what I'm saying? If you have women that have always been skinny, always been petite, or always been...
So skinny bitches don't like doing shit is what you're saying?
I just feel like a lot of them just, like, don't want to do shit. Like, oh, I'm bad, so I don't got to do shit.
You're bad by yourself.
Right, exactly. The bigger women that have gotten smaller or, you know, even medium or even if they stay big, put in more work because they know they've had to. So that's all they know.
So this, can the same thing be said about, like, ugly guys?
Of course.
So, like, for example...
You have to make up for your deficiency somehow. And I'm not saying that plus-size women is a deficiency, but I know a lot of... There's even, like... How do I put this? It doesn't matter...
I'm so glad we're about to, like, fucking end this shit. Because this is so cancelable right now.
It doesn't matter... How you look, you always give yourself a deficiency. Am I wrong?
Do you give yourself a deficiency?
Mentally, correct.
No.
You don't think so?
I mean.
Look at Black China. She actually has just reformed herself and taken out.
Reformed?
Yes. She's like into God. She took off all her implants. She's like.
What do you mean you take off your implants?
She took them out.
She's like, untucked your shirt.
All gone, bro. Like, she got them removed.
She's into God.
And she's. I think.
I don't think Black China could be into anything.
She's just China now. She got all her tattoos removed.
That looks terrible. I can only imagine what she looks like with like the ashy tattoo laser.
I just think it's crazy how obsessed people are with their lives as far as never being satisfied with the way they look. I'm perfectly fine. Look, bro, I'm dressed every day like I'm ready to go to the gym. I never go to the fucking gym.
But you sign up to all the gyms. You know you're like Thanos. You have all the gym memberships.
You know the saying, stay ready, yeah, so you don't have to get ready. I'm always ready, but I never go to what I have to be ready to go to.
You're always late.
I'm always here on time, but I keep making excuses. Every day past Monday, I say I'm going to start on Monday. Now I got a new one. May 1st is on Monday. The first of the month on a Monday, that's when you start the workout. That's not going to happen either, but I start, but by 12:30, I already broke it.
Terrible. You're paying for this.
But I'm okay with the way I am right now. I would like to look better, but I'm not going to go to the drastic point of having to get surgery or worrying about what other people think. I want to do it for myself. You know what I'm saying? And I wish other people would think that way because people are beautiful.
No, the fuck they're not. Oh, they're all ugly. God. Y'all all got deficiencies.
We all do, yes. But
y'all all got to go to Dr. Miami to get implants of something.
Nah.
Y'all all got to go on the gram and pay for fucking bots. Yeah, that's what y'all got to do.
That's crazy.
It's the truth. That's the live. That's the world we live in.
I know it is. It's just I've never fed into that.
Yeah, you're one of the lucky ones. See, like, some of us like me, who like, no matter what I do, I'm going to always think I'm ugly, and I blame my mother for this, because my mom, I'm like a split image of my mother, and my mother keeps telling herself she's ugly, so if she's ugly,
rubbed off on you.
Oh, yeah, big time. So that's just how I go into things. For a person who likes to take photography and like shit like that, I never give a fuck what I look like in photos. I'm never going to like the way I look. It's just, it is what it is. So that's one caveat. But like, in terms of like body, as long as I can fit in the clothes that I bought, I don't give a fuck.
I'll get to the point where I need to start losing some weight, bro. Because I like my clothes and I don't want to have to.
Yeah, I mean, you have all the memberships. I only have
one membership.
You just signed up.
That's the only membership I have.
Well, you need to go. You're paying for it.
I do need to go. I'm going to go.
I'm going
to
go this week.
To where?
Retro.
Come on, man. Come to LA, bro.
Why?
I don't know. Why are you going to Retro?
Because
Lou goes there.
Who?
You going to go with Lou?
He goes there?
Yeah, he has Retro.
He
got rid of Retro to go to LA now. That's right.
I'm going because I'm taking spin classes.
You have insurance?
Yeah, I do.
Is it the blue one?
No, it's the purple one.
What's that, Aetna?
I had the blue one.
United Healthcare is purple too, isn't it?
No, it's blue.
United Healthcare?
It's like a dark blue.
Really?
Yeah, it's not the blue one.
BCBS, you're...
Yeah, I know. I got to figure out... what I'm trying to do is get the massage... with the discount.
The happy disc? The happy?
No, not the happy. No. This is how you hemmed me up, man. This is how you hemmed me up, man.
I'm just kidding.
Nah, I just want the massage, like, chiropractor.
The cupping and shit? I actually want to try cupping.
Yeah? I want to try all that shit.
I don't like the circles that shit leaves on you, but...
You know, I'm wearing a shirt.
I always wear a shirt.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no one's going to see that shit.
Until I lose this stomach, I'm always wearing a shirt.
Even when I have fucking thing a stomach, I want to wear a shirt. I paid for it. Like, y'all going to get this shirt every day.
You got to rip it open, though. So
like Hulk Hogan? That racist fuck? Nah. Yeah, I mean, I'm more for, like, wanting to be healthy. I don't really give a fuck what I look like.
I completely agree with you, but when you say healthy, you're talking about as far as body? Because I honestly think healthy also includes the mind.
Well, I'm in therapy, so I'm definitely doing the work there. Right. I'm talking about, like, the body. Like, I want a certain number on the scale, and it doesn't have to be that, like, to the T, but just in the ballpark, because my height should not require to carry this much weight.
Fuck a BMI, by the way.
Yeah, my girl tells me all the time that's a white people thing.
Yeah, fuck a BMI.
But still, I need to be within a certain range of weight.
Right.
I cannot be carrying this much weight.
I want to get to 200.
I want to get under 200.
I want to get to 200. as my first goal. If I get under that, that's fine. But I want to get to 200 and then build muscle. And if I weigh more than 200 with muscle, that's fine. I tell people, like, when I'm playing sports, because I play in the outfield, I tell them, like, yo, 0 to 5, you'll get me running like I'm 200 pounds. After those 5 seconds, I'm probably got like 300 pounds I'm running with. Because I don't feel it at first, but once that shit catch up, it's a wrap.
Yeah, man, you gotta go to the gym. Like I said, a lot of the stuff that prevented me was this shit. Fucking, like, my house was like the trash house. It was just like a real negative space. And then now I have this under control. It's very much like I'm trying to go at least 3 times a week.
How about this? I'm going to see if I can add, I think it's $20 to bring somebody. If I can add that, you shoot me the 20 and then we'll just go to LA. Yeah. Cheaper than going to Retro.
I mean, it is.
They
I
got
just
a sauna,
like,
they
I
got
just
a pool.
Well, I'm definitely not going to no pool. At least people pee in the pool.
The sauna, though. The sauna is probably the most important. Retro doesn't have any saunas.
Nah, but like, do they have spin classes? I'm trying to take classes.
Retro spin class? I know they have the bike. I just don't know if they... I don't know. I've never actually taken a class at Retro.
Well, I'm taking one Wednesday.
I got a Peloton at home. That shit's just collecting dust.
See? Why? Get on that shit, man.
I don't want to pay the $45 membership.
Nigga, you can't ride the bike by yourself?
You can. It's not as fun.
I'm saying, put
but
on
now,
some music.
I put the dembo in the background and start like
yeah.
that. And I'm like dancing like this with the weights. I put the weight in
the hand. Puff the hookah while you're on the...
You want me to pass out on the bike.
Peloton with the hookah?
Hey, yo.
That's living on the edge.
Hookaton.
Yeah, hookaton. I'm telling you, you can make some real moves. You want your sugar to go
down. Hey, yo.
I'm telling you, the hookaton will work.
The hookaton.
Yeah. And you probably spent $45 on bullshit.
Like what?
I don't know. I had to justify why I'm paying the $60 essentially for this Adobe shit.
Yeah, but you're doing it to better yourself in business.
I know, but it's like I wasn't wanting to pay for it. But then I look at my life. I'm like, I'll be spending $60 on bullshit. Like, I need to spend $60 to better myself.
The problem is when you spend the $60 to better yourself and still spend the other $60 on bullshit.
Nah, that's why you gotta stand firm. You gotta really be on your shit. Do the work.
What is this? Nike?
You know what I mean?
Or, did they drop the... Oh, no.
They ain't dropping shit, man.
No.
All right, Nike's just dropping fucking hurt feelings.
Did you see the ones basically crash and burned? The green?
You talking about the green ones?
Yeah, they didn't really...
Yeah.
They, whatchamacallit? They're
bricks.
Still sitting.
They're bricks.
I actually want the pink ones that are coming out.
Yeah, you and everyone else.
I
got to try to get my girl those.
The pink washed ones?
I promised my girl I was going to get her those, so I got to figure it out. I got to hope that I could get through the app. I know that I'm not going to get through the app and get my size because it's going to be like all those fucking Chinese niggas that work at Taco Bell that get them. So I'm
Does
roughly,
she fit in a kid size?
Nah. She's
Oh, no, it's a 3Y.
No, she...
It's either women or little kids.
Yeah,
babies.
So her size is a common size, and I don't think people are going to go too ham on there, so I'm going to hope that
8?
I could get through. Nah, she's a 9, 9.5. So the average size of women's feet is a 9.
I always thought it was 8.
No. Huh? Just like the average size of a woman's height is like 5'6", 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
So... You know, people are not living in this society where, like, women are, like, 4'11 all the time and we're a size 3. You know what I mean? Like, we are progressing.
Whatever happened with this?
Oh, well, I don't have social media, so I'm not doing much. I have the hat there. I mean, I fucked up. It was a good run. Even though I never ran.
I was gonna say that. Oh God.
You wanna play your music?
So remember I made reference to made reference last week to how the industry's getting a little crazy now where I mean they haven't utilized it yet, like celebrity wise as far as I know, but You have people that are making songs now with the generated AI stuff.
Yeah.
So this morning I had sent it to you. I found a song on TikTok, and I don't know if you want to play the full 2 minutes of it. It's
play it.
Bullshit, but I mean, we're not going to get charged for it because it's not an actual song by the actual celebrities. But they made an AI generated song with the voice of Drake and the voice of The Weeknd, which the voice of The Weeknd doesn't really sound like him, but I mean, I'll let you guys hear it and then you guys be the judge. The Drake one, I think, was pretty on point.
She need, all she bless, ain't giving my best, ain't. Yeah, I got my heart on my sleeve with a knife in my back. What's with that, ain't? 21, I love him, they're my brother, that's my stat, ain't. Metro made the beat, so you know that it's gon' slap, ain't. Yeah, it's gon' slap, ain't. Time, run it back. Talking to a diva, yeah, she on my nerves. She think that I need her, kick her to the curb. She need, all I need, all she blessed, ain't giving my best, ain't. Yeah, I got my heart on my sleeve with a knife in my back. What's with that, ain't? 21, I love him, they're my brother, that's my stat.
So that's basically, that's, I cut off a little bit of the song, but that's basically the song in itself. And it's crazy because to me, like I said, I'm even listening to it and I'm bumping my head, and I don't know if it's because Drake is on it. Now I'm starting to wonder if I like music because Drake is on it, which is actually not Drake, or if I actually like the song. But to me, I think it's crazy. Like, I was just talking to somebody at work about this, that you can AI generate people's voices. What do you do, like, if somebody commits a crime and they talk about it on the phone? How can you say it was actually them now?
I wish I could fucking AI generate somebody going to work.
Sell a hologram?
Yeah, hologram. Send that nigga to clock in? Yeah.
So what's your thoughts on this song, though?
It sounds like him, yeah.
It's crazy.
Who's the other guy?
It was supposed to be The Weeknd. It sounded off, but...
Nah, that was more like The Weeknd. But that nigga sounded like Monday.
But it sounded just like Drake, though. That, which
Drake sounded more like Drake, but Weeknd sounded like Monday, like a right. Monday afternoon, like rush hour.
Midday.
Yeah, midday. That's what that nigga sounded like. I wasn't really jacking a weekday. But Drake, you sound all right. You sound like him.
Now,
the song itself, I'm not a fan of.
No, the lyrics, you could tell, like, that's probably what's going to determine people knowing if it's the actual artist or not, are the lyrics.
I don't know, man. Some of these fucking mumble rappers, the AI might be better than them. Think about it.
But I think it's crazy what the industry is going to start getting to, because it's gonna get to a point where someone is gonna try to get a feature, but on the low, it's not gonna be them. They're gonna make it somebody else do it, and they're gonna put their name on it, or might not even put their name on it, so that they don't, you know, oh, it's Drake, but I'm not gonna put that Drake's on the song. How to get around it?
I wonder how much this shit costs.
I wonder
to
too.
Get done. I'm about to go on like Fiverr, have one of these little fucking Patels, make one of these little fake ones.
We got act like we got a celebrity on here every week.
Yeah, hell yeah! Just have these niggas do the pod.
This is like buying a blue check mark for a podcast.
Yeah, imagine just having Drake and fucking Tuesday sitting on the couch and they just do the pod. Like every week, just a rotating. Like if I got Howard Stern, just come to my crib.
Hey yo,
that's fire. Just have a full blown conversation with Howard Stern.
Yo, I read on Twitter today there was a thing that said, and like the upcoming, by the end of this year or the beginning of next year, you can start downloading, like basically recording and doing as much as you can with somebody's life. You could upload their conscience on like a cloud, and if they ever pass away, you could still have conversations with their conscience on the computer. What type of shit is that, bro? That's scary as fuck.
My conscience is dead.
And you're alive.
Yeah. So imagine when I die.
But yo, this world's getting crazy, bro.
I'm gonna be telling you, go fuck yourself. Leave me alone.
We're gonna be ran by artificial intelligence.
Let me rest in peace.
We're about to be on some iRobot shit.
Yeah, man. Anyway, I was listening to this song yesterday in passing. Apparently, it came out a few years ago. It is a class. This dude plays like classical music, and that's like one of my pastimes. I like listening to classical music, especially when I'm in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it's just a lot of shit happening and I'm overwhelmed.
Does it calm you down?
Yes, it does. It just gives me a feeling that everything's gonna be okay.
Sense of serenity.
Yeah. So this is Puppets, the Succession remix, Pusha T and Nicholas Britell.
Please don't judge me. Got my hands tied. The power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppet.
I don't think he gets as much love as he should.
Fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree. When the love's gone and the hate's there, better watch out, cause it can't fear. And your family ain't your family, and your legacy is just a name there. In your mother's eyes, it's a blank stare, but your father's picking who remains here. It's a power struggle, it's a tug of war that's amongst the kids, and it ain't fair. Yeah. Who gon' stop the pain? Who gon' block the drain? Who gon' stop the shame?
You know, we are not the same. Some songs are dope when you know you can listen to it a cappella, and it'll be dope a cappella. You can listen to the instrumental, and it'll be dope, and then you put them together, and it's just fire.
Yeah. It's just funny that you played Drake and I played Pusha.
I played fake Drake, all right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think Pusha gets enough love, man. I don't know if the clips kind of like harmed him.
Who?
Pusha T. I feel like as a solo artist, he doesn't get as much love as he should. I think he should be up there a little bit more as far as lyrically. I think he's dope, especially when he's coming at motherfuckers. Like when he was going at Wayne at first,
yeah,
and Birdman, and then you know going at Drake. I think he gave Drake the most pressure out of anybody.
Well, it's because he actually had, he was digging in his ass, digging in their Armand,
and
he had mad,
and then revealed Adonis.
Yeah, no Creed.
No Creed.
It was he had a lot of shit to talk about, so it made a lot of sense. You know what I mean? Oh man, but that was this episode. I mean, it was fun. We learned a lot. We learned about Dungeons and Dragons.
I've learned to say women instead of females.
You're gonna still say females. Nothing's gonna change.
We're gonna get better at this.
We only got like two more to figure it out.
97 is in the books.
Yeah, man. I gotta find the song to close us out. Cause you know I'm like doing a bunch of like adding to shit. Tell them who the fuck you are.
It's still Lrod0025. You can follow me on the gram, TikTok, and that's about it.
That's it?
Yeah, I don't really post on Twitter. I don't really post on Instagram either. I mean on TikTok.
I'm going to do a GoFundMe for my blue check mark.
$15? Yeah. $15.99?
For 1 month. I'm going to have it, and it's going to go away.
That's crazy. People won't pay for gym memberships, but they'll pay for blue check.
That's
marks.
What we should start doing. Like, list all the things people would spend $15.99 on and not, like, shit that matters.
Like your health.
Yeah. You know what the fuck this is? Still here, barely, hanging by an embroidery thread. Aliases include, but not limited to, Voice of the Voiceless.
Voice of the Voiceless.
Silver Tongue Samaritan.
Silver Tongue Samaritan.
Plus Size Poppy.
He's medium size now. He just wanted me.
Old Brown Eyes.
Old Brown Eyes.
And depending on which girl you ask, which day of the week.
You can't ask nobody.
They may not refer to me at all.
Definitely not.
Pleasure's yours, never ours.
It's never mine.
I had to get that off.
I'm trying to get the massage with the happy ending now.